This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Jewel Osco.
Five on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got five on. Number one.
Today we are honoring the legacy of legendary second baseman of the Cubs, Ryan Sandberg, who was a sports hero to so many Cubs fans. Who was your first sports hero?
I'm not just saying this because of you know, the day that it is, as we celebrate the memory of Rhino today here on The Score. Again, your memories are fuzzy when you're that young, but for me, I'm pretty sure it was Ryan Sandberg, man. And if it wasn't, it was Walter Payton. It was one of those two guys. To me, both personified Chicago sports and a golden age of Chicago sports in the 80s when the Bears were doing what they were doing and the Cubs burst onto the scene with their first postseason appearance in 39 years and Michael Jordan getting drafted. But Michael Jordan hadn't really taken hold of the Chicago sports scene the way that he would a couple of years later. So for me, Marshall, I'm pretty sure it was one of those two or a combo of those two guys, Rhino and Sweetness, Walter Payton.
Rami, I think it's funny that you said it's kind of blurry, because that's the thing. When you're talking about your first sports hero,
right,
you're going back to, okay, how far back can I remember? Now, many of the memories may be blurry, but crystal clear on the answer to this one. It was Bo Jackson.
That's a good one.
Because Bo Jackson played his freshman year in 1982 at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
I was four. I don't remember everything. I just remember every time I would watch like Auburn football games, or specifically the Iron Bowl, he was going off on somebody and doing something spectacular. And then, oh, this guy plays baseball too? And it was just like, that was my whole, I had a poster of Bo on the wall.
The one with the bat over his shoulders.
You know the one with the shoulder pads? Know the one. I have the same t-shirt. They've seen it.
Yeah.
Like Bo Jackson was that dude.
That is a legendary poster.
He's a legendary everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Number two.
In honor of the Sandberg game, what is the greatest sporting event or game that you've ever seen either in person or on TV?
I've been to some pretty good ones. I think, though, that I was at the Tuffy Rhodes game. I remember that, again, very, very early memory of mine. But what I do remember about it was It was opening day, and my dad had the idea way too late, and I got that trait from him of procrastinating. My dad had the idea way too late of, hey, we should take the kids to opening day. Like, that's an event. And he got tickets, but they were literally the last tickets in the last four seats in the upper deck, last row, down the right field line, and I sat there and watched Tuffy Rhodes do what's now a legendary feat of the three home runs in his Cubs debut. I remember that vividly. And I was at the first game after 9/11 when Sammy pulled out the flag at the American flag.
Well, you were there?
As he was rounding for his base.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was there for that. I was there. You mentioned Bo Jackson. I was there when Bo Jackson hit his first home run as a Chicago White Sox player.
Man.
I was like 20 feet away from where it landed in center field. I remember it hitting like the metal grating that they have there in center field to block off that area. Sounded like a bomb it hit, dude. It was like kaboom when it hit. So I've been to some pretty good ones, but it's hard to top what Tuffy did in his major league debut there.
Tuffy Rhodes. Carl Tuffy Rhodes doing big things. I remember when Bo Jackson hit three home runs, got hurt, came back from injury, and his next at bat hit a fourth straight home run and fourth straight at bat. So I completely understand the Tuffy Rhodes
flies.
For me, let's go back to 2010. I was at this game working as a reporter. I watched a man wait until his 13th season to pitch in his first playoff game, and he goes out and throws a no-hitter. Roy Halladay,
ooh.
2010, NLDS Game 1 against the Cincinnati Reds. And I was like, am I really watching this? And, yeah, that's the most crazy. Because imagine playoff atmosphere, and he just does that. Home game.
That was amazing. That was incredible. Can I give you one more? I don't know if you guys will even remember this. It was the year after Jordan retired. Do you guys remember the Christmas Day game against the Knicks? And the Bulls were down huge at halftime. I don't remember by exactly how much. I was sitting right under the hoop on the side where the Knicks were shooting in the first half. And then the Bulls made that comeback like right in front. I've never had a better view of a like memorable Chicago sports moment as I did that. I remember LA Gear, the light up shoes were big at the time, and they gave the lights before the game to everybody. So when the lights went out, everybody hit their little LA Gear light up thing, and the whole stadium had like red dots all over it. I've been lucky, man, to just happen to have tickets to what people didn't know was about to be some memorable or historic moments in Chicago sports history.
One that I'm surprised I haven't heard yet is, even as I'm not from Chicago, but I remember very clearly my junior year of college watching the 2016 World Series Game 7, and just like everyone was so like all my friends gathered around the couch watching that moment, the anticipation of the rain delay, and to have that Rajay Davis home run. Like, I think the Sandberg game and that Game 7 is probably 1A 1B greatest game in Cubs history.
I ugly cried that day.
As
ugly
far as the gathering around the television, because this one I wasn't at, man, the Kerry Wood game, come on, man. I was in college. The entire dorm was like just in one room, basically.
I had some time in between classes that day. I was going to Harper College over there in Palatine, the community college, and I was sitting in my car listening to the game, eating some lunch, and he had like, I don't know, he had gotten to like 11 or 12 strikeouts, and I was like, man, this might be something. And I just skipped my next class.
skipped class?
Went home and watched him strike 20 dudes out. I was like, this is a moment that I should be witnessing. I should be sitting in class right now. You know, this is a moment I should be witnessing. This feels historic. So, yeah, I skipped my afternoon class and just went home and watched the Cubs.
At that point, I was a junior in college. I had all morning classes. That was not a concern of mine. I was locked in for Kerry Wood.
I was at home for that game as well. As a kid, for whatever reason, I don't know why I was home, but I was at home, and there was in the apartment building I lived in with my parents, the kid, there was an older kid upstairs that kind of just knew that I was starting to just get into baseball, and he came down and knocked on the door, and because he was watching that game, and he said, hey, I know you're just getting into baseball, you might want to come up here and watch this. And I went upstairs with him and we watched that thing. It was amazing.
Dude, that's the most dominant pitching performance I've seen in my life. And maybe the most dominant pitching performance. It should have been a no-hitter.
Sliders are out here sliding.
Crazy.
Number three.
5 on it on 670. The score continues. Marshall Harris and Rami Makhlouf in for Layla Rahimi. Here's the question. What was the most disappointing aspect of the Cubs' 8-4 loss in the opening of a three-game set against the Brewers on Monday?
You can't sit here and watch the highly touted Jacob Mizorowski pitching in the biggest game of his career as a rookie and have him throw 40 pitches in the first inning, get three runs off of him, and not make it stick.
Yep.
And that was the most disappointing aspect of that game. I don't know what was going on with Matthew Boyd, who all of a sudden is walking guys back-to-back to lead off games, which has never happened in his career, and he's pitched for a long time. But just the sheer, you had him on the ropes, and you couldn't knock him out on Jacob Mizorowski.
Yeah, you had a rookie of all things on the ropes, and you let him bounce back. I was at the game last night, and I was standing in line to grab a hot dog before the game started, as you do when you're at a ball game. And I knew Matthew Boyd was going for the Cubs. I didn't check the probable starters.
You didn't know Mizorowski was pitching?
I had no idea Mizorowski was pitching. And behind me on the TV, they're going through the starters for the day. And I said to my wife, I was like, ooh, this could be a tough one today. And she was like, why? I was like, because that dude is pitching. And I pointed to the screen, and she was like, oh, he's the one who throws 100 miles per hour every pitch. I was like, yeah, that's him. This is going to be tough. And they get four on him in the first inning, and I'm sitting there going, all right, here we go. 40 pitches? You got the kid on the ropes? This is going to be a good night. And they couldn't capitalize on it. And I knew, as good as the Cubs' bullpen has been, I knew that if this became a bullpen game, the Brewers had the advantage because they just got a stable of guys that are going to give you triple digits out of that bullpen. So once it got to that point, I kind of knew that the writing was on the wall, that they needed to capitalize on those 40 pitches and four runs in the first inning off of Mizorowski last night. So I'm right there with you, Marshall. By the way, Cubs and Brewers continue that huge series from Milwaukee tonight. Pregame coverage begins at 6:05. Pat and Ron have the first pitch at 6:40 right here on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
Maybe, just maybe, you get an extra base hit in this game, Cubs.
That'd
just
be
maybe.
Nice. That'd
Six
be
hits,
nice.
None of them were for extra bases.
Number four.
Why do you think the Cubs extended Jed Hoyer during the trade deadline week? Why this week? Why?
I have a theory here, Rami. It's either one of two reasons. I hope it's the second theory and not the first. The first is they thought the news was going to break because these things tend to be broken by the national insiders of baseball. The Jeff Passans, the John Heymans, the Bob Nightingales of the world. So they're like, we're just going to put it out there. I hope that's not why. I hope it's because they want people to know that Jed Hoyer is firmly in control. He is in charge. This is not desperation, whatever happens between now and Thursday's trade deadline. Jed Hoyer has the keys. No one is taking them away from him. Whatever he does, it's not going to be out of some short-sighted fear of losing his job. He's going to do it because it's the best move for the Cubs to win the World Series this year, while also keeping them prepared to contend for the next few seasons in this window.
Yeah, that was my initial thought, was they got this done now because they wanted to know who is going to be in control of this thing, not just for this trade deadline, but for seasons and trade deadlines to come. That the whatever decisions were made here in the next, how close are we, 2 days, 3 days, when the contract was signed, would be in not just the short-term interest of the Chicago Cubs and trying to win a World Series in 2025, but keeping that big picture in mind, which is always the job of a front office. As bad as we want them to push all the chips into the center of the table and really go for it in a given year, you always have to have that sort of well-rounded perspective of weighing the present with the future. So I think, I hope, like you said, Marshall, that the thinking here was to make sure that Jed Hoyer was entrenched and was making decisions for the overall health of the Cubs as an organization, and not something short-sighted of, hey, I might not be here next year. Let's do whatever we got to do to go and get this thing this year.
Yeah, I hope we're both on the same track and that is the correct track for the Cubs. And, get busy.
Yeah, we got 2 days, man. Market's starting to move.
Number five.
Last question here in 5 on it, Rahimi and Harris. It's a Bears question. Do you believe Ben Johnson is doing the right thing by overwhelming quarterback Caleb Williams early in training camp rather than taking it slow.
Yeah, do it now. Do it now so he's not overwhelmed when the bullets are flying for real. You know what I mean? And let's make up some of the – let's fast forward the process a little bit and make up for some of those steps that were skipped, according to Ryan Poles in training camp last. Yeah, man, accelerate the process as much as possible because you already – kind of wasted a year and stunted the development of Caleb Williams in his rookie year with the mess that you threw him into behind that offensive line and with that coaching staff, that fraud of a coaching staff that you had between Eberflus and Waldron last year. Yeah, whatever we can do, I say we, whatever they can do to accelerate
get out there, Rami.
To accelerate this process and get Caleb Williams to the level we all want him playing at, yeah, I'm good with it. Overwhelm him. It's fine.
Ben Johnson, lifeguard on duty. Throw that man in the deep end. Let's see if he can swim. I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Throw that man in the deep end. Let's see if he can swim. And if he can't, Ben Johnson will be there to throw him some floaties.
Yeah.
Put him on your arm. You know, stand up in the pool. You're in the deep end. I like this. Let me back up. I love this for Caleb Williams because Ben Johnson gets to make the assessment of what is what. And what I mean by that is, are you good enough? And he'll find out quicker this way than he would by trying to slowly ramp things up. Now he can dial things back down. They can figure out fundamentally what, if anything, or how much needs to change for Caleb Williams as the quarterback. We already know he's going to be under center way more. We already know they're going to work so much more on the play action aspect of this. We know that he's got to get it out quickly and on time and be accurate with it. We know he can do the special stuff, but can you do the fundamental stuff that will move the chains a couple of downs at a time? That's what Ben Johnson has to figure out if Caleb Williams can be the guy he needs him to be as a franchise quarterback. Let's find out now as opposed to waiting until midway through the season when things get real.
I got to check myself sometimes because whenever I start thinking back to last year, you know, Marshall, I really try to live in the present, you know, to be in the moment.
Last year exists, Rami.
I like to live by the saying, be here now. You know, three very simple words, be here now. And I want to be optimistic and positive about the Bears. But man, every time I think back to last year and what they did to Caleb Williams in setting the whole organization back at least 1 year with the way that they handled his rookie year, I start getting red-faced and loud, and I can't help it. I can't
that's okay.
Help it.
We literally pay you to do that here. You can do that and feel good about it because that's what you're here to do. Let the people know how you feel. Get it through that mic.
That's good. I should do that more. I'm going to be angry through this read. Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Now be better.
Just want to point out that he's not upset with Chevy Drive Chicago
Chevy Silverado.
He's in fact just upset with where the Bears are right
now. The McCaskies and Ryan Poles. That's my beef. That's not with Chevy, not with the Silverado, with the McCaskies and Ryan Poles and setting the organization back a year when you had the number one pick in the draft and you wasted him for a year and skipped steps and stunted his development.
We'll see if Ben Johnson can correct. Marshall, that's all it comes down to.
Marshall, thank you for giving me a little grace to get that
free
off my
rain.
Chest.
Get it off your
today.
Chest. Get it out through your pipes.
It is Rahimi and Harris. I'm Rami Makhlouf in for Layla Rahimi today. That, as you know, is Marshall Harris, and you're listening to Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps. Back to celebrating, remembering the life, the legend that is Ryan Sandberg with you at 312-644-6767. Want to take some of your calls, read some of your texts, and we'll hear a little bit of Rhino getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. All that still to come, and Mark Grody here for the entire 1 o'clock hour on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Here's Sandberg. There's a drive way back. It might be, it's new, though. It might, it's for number 40! Number 40! And his 100th run batted in this year. It's his 40th home run.
It's Harry Carey on the call on WGN television, as he did many calls of Ryne Sandberg's home runs throughout his years with the Chicago Cubs, turning into a power hitter midway through his career. And we remember Rhino today after he passed yesterday, sadly, at the age of 65 after a long battle with prostate cancer. It is Rahimi and Harris. Rami Makhlouf in for Layla Rahimi this midday, and Marshall Harris alongside, obviously, as he is Monday through Friday on this fine program. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Mark Grody will be in for the entire 1 o'clock hour. I know he has remembrances of Rhino being around the Cubs for many years as a reporter and then part of the Cubs radio network there during the World Series one, which Rhino was around for as well and enjoyed as much as anybody. But between now and then, and we're going to hear from Larry Boa at 1:45, we want to hear from you guys at 312-644-6767. We'll get to some of your calls and some of your texts in just a moment. But wanted to take a trip down memory lane and go back and take a listen to Rhino as he received what he said was the second greatest honor of his life, next to marrying his wife Margaret, being inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. Here's Ryne Sandberg.
What a beautiful day this is. I stand here today before you humbled and a grateful baseball player. And as I look behind me here at the greatest players in the history of the game, I am in awe. I was in awe every time I walked onto the field. That's respect. I was taught you never ever disrespect your opponent or your teammates or your organization or your manager and never ever your uniform. Make a great play, act like you've done it before. Get a big hit, look for the third base coach and get ready to run the bases. Hit a home run, put your head down, drop the bat, run around the bases. Because the name on the front is a lot more important than the name on the back. That's respect. I know that if I had ever allowed myself to think this was possible,
If I had ever taken one day in pro ball for granted, I'm sure I would not be here today. I don't have the words to describe Cub fans. Who welcomed me as a rookie, were patient through my 1-for-32 start, and took me into their homes and into their hearts, and treated me like a member of their family. You picked me up when I was down. You lifted me to heights that I didn't know I could reach. You expected a certain level of play from me, and you made me play at that level for a long time. You were probably wondering what was the first when I said this honor is the second best thing that's ever happened to me. My wife, Margaret, is the best thing that's ever happened to me. She is my best friend. She is the love of my life. She is my salvation. She's my past, my present, my future. She is my sun, my moon, my stars. She is everything that's good about life, and I thank her for entering my life at a time when I needed her most. I love you. The game fit me because it was right. It was all about doing things right. If you played the game the right way, played the game for the team, good things would happen. That's what I loved most about the game. How a ground out to second with a man on second and nobody out was a great thing. The reason I am here, they tell me, is that I played the game a certain way. That I played the game the way it was supposed to be played. I don't know about that, but I do know this. I had too much respect for the game to play it any other way. And if there is a single reason I am here today, it is because of one word, respect.
There's Ryan Sandberg being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame for the umpteenth time in today's show. I got choked up listening to that, Marshall. That's just a guy who gets it right there. That's just a dude who gets it on every level.
And I think what endears him to baseball fans even more than just his play is that attitude personified. Those weren't just words at his Hall of Fame speech, but there's clear evidence by what he did in his 16-year career that this is indeed who he is, who he was, and who he was going to continue to be for the rest of his days. And for Ryan Sandberg, that level of authenticity, and I think people appreciate that, whether you do play the game like Ryan Sandberg or you play it your own way. But either way, as long as you're authentic, people will be drawn to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't just his greatness on the field, but his greatness in everything he did because he was truly being himself.
And we played a clip of Craig Counsell earlier saying, you know, I think he was operating at a higher level than the rest of us. I don't know about you, Marshall. I come across guys sometimes and gals who like, I'm like, oh, they got this life thing down. You know what I mean? Not just baseball. They know how to love, how to learn, how to teach. They understand their place in the world. They understand the impact that they can have. There are just some people, when I say that's a dude who gets it, I'm not just talking about baseball. I'm not just talking about his relationship with Cubs fans. To echo what Craig Counsell said, this is a guy who just was operating at a higher level in terms of his approach to life and his appreciation and understanding of life and how precious it is and how precious all the relationships and all the achievements and every day that we have here, how great that is. And you can just, I don't know, maybe it's just a moment, but you can hear what Craig Counsell is talking about right there in that Hall of Fame induction speech.
I think it comes down to basic principles of whether it's a philosophy, whether it's setting your boundaries, whether it's understanding exactly who you want to be and then going out and living that
yes.
way. That's what he did on the field. And I think what a lot of people found out as they interacted with and met Ryan Sandberg, whether that was as a fan during his playing days, a fan after his playing days, him and his long journey to becoming a major league manager with the Phillies, he stayed principled and he kind of just kept doing what he does. It was a steadfast approach. And that's what people can appreciate because it's hard to do.
Yeah.
It's hard to do not only when we talk about professional sports, but also in life.
Marriage. He talked about his relationship with his wife and how much he... I just got married 5 weeks ago. You know what I mean? I hope I can reach that level when it comes to marriage someday in life.
And as we talk about Ryan Sandberg here on Rahimi and Harris with Rami Makhlouf filling in for Layla Rahimi and his life and his legacy, you can't separate his on the field from his off the field because the approach... It didn't change.
Across the board.
And people love authenticity, and they love something that is above what most people do.
Yeah.
And most people can't do what Ryan Sandberg was able to do on a baseball field or off a baseball field.
Remembering Ryan Sandberg today with you at 312-644-6767. It continues. After the Rahimi and Harris show, Nico Horner makes his weekly appearance with Spiegel and Holmes at 2:30, followed by Craig Counsell at 3, Barry Rosner at 4, and Bob Costas at 5. Larry Boa will be here on this program at 1:45, part of the 1 o'clock hour with Mark Grody. Let's get out to your calls, though, 312-644-6767. Let's go out to the phones, and we're going to go to Rich in Elk Grove. You're on the score. What's up, Rich?
Hey, it's just hard to believe that he's gone.
It is.
I grew up watching them both. Oh man, both sides of my family are Cubs fans, so I grew up watching them. Then I started to play baseball, and then I would just watch everything that he did. I tried to do what he did. And then I remember one time I was, it was a summer league. I don't know. I was like 12 or 13 or something. And I was playing second base and I made a nice play. It was a hard hit ground ball. And I caught backhanded and did the sidearm and all teams are turning. Yeah. Good job, Rhino. Good job, Rhino. And then I started getting into collecting just Ryan Sandberg stuff. That's what I did. I collected posters, baseball schedules. I have like 20 of those, baseball cards, just a ton of stuff. Then I started to get into autographs. And then we lived in Arizona, so I would go to the spring training. So after he was done with the minor leaguers, he would sign autographs and stuff like that. And then we moved back here, and I would go to the I would try to find autograph shows where he was at. So I have baseballs. I have a Budweiser poster from '84. It says I had him sign at the Sandberg game. So I'm sad he's gone.
Appreciate the call, Rich. We all are. Like I said earlier, Marshall. It's kind of hard to believe.
Surreal.
Yeah. You don't think about your heroes and legends and people that you put on this pedestal or on this level. We don't think about them just as human beings sometimes. And we all face our mortality at some point. Too early for Rhino, and I think that's what especially makes it hard to believe.
I remember texting him when the news came out last year. Right here in this very studio, that he was cancer free, and just a congratulations, and he responded, and I was just like, this is good. This is a good day for Ryan Sandberg, but also a great day for Chicago as well. And the fact that we've gone to where we were, I remember talking to him opening day of last season when he threw out the first pitch, and he was in high spirits, and it's just so sad how quickly it all came apart for him in the second round of dealing with the cancer that it returned.
It's a nasty disease, man. That's a big part of the reason why we are doing what we're doing with the Cubs Radiothon, the Cubs for a Cure Stand Up to Cancer for the 24-hour Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Starts at 10 a.m. this Thursday, July 31st, right here on The Score. Danny Parkins hosts the Radiothon, which will feature inspiring stories and many donation incentives. 100% of the proceeds will benefit Brain Up for Cancer Research. Let's go back out to the phones, and in Morton Grove is Beth. You're on The Score. What's up, Beth?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hope everybody's doing well. I'm a little older than Ryan Sandberg, so I watched his whole career at Wrigley Field from the bleachers way back in the day. The one time I got to meet him was maybe about 6 or 8 years ago through Restore. My husband was looking into it, and we went to a introductory meeting about it, and a lot of people were there because they had advertised Ryan was going to be there. We were there anyway, but he was, like everybody else has said, the kindest, most gracious person. When my husband took our picture, Ryan said, how about with you, sir? And my husband's very shy and quiet, and he said, no, thank you. So another caller who said that about getting other cards and stuff, I can totally believe that and see that he would do that. And just one last thing, another thing I listened through was the greatest historic moment I've ever been at. Well, I'm old enough to have been at the old stadium when Bobby Hull, not the first time, but the second time, he made his 50th goal. I was at that game. The good thing was that I missed the goal itself because apparently the man in front of us threw up all over the people in front of him.
Oh.
I was buying popcorn for my dad. I was 8 years old. He sent me to get popcorn. But I got to see him skating around the ice. So I'm kind of not sorry I didn't see the goal. But
good
I was
reason.
There at the game. So thank you very much for taking my call. Rest in peace, Rhino. So many friends who named their dogs after him. I've been crying since I heard about it. Sorry, I don't want to cry on the radio. My husband will kill me if I cry on the radio. So thank you very much for listening to me and for taking my call.
Thank you for making
it.
No, we appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us. And I am also glad that you missed the goal, if that was the reason that you missed Bobby Hull's 50th goal.
Yeah.
That's a good reason to miss it. And your sentiment has been shared. And the Rhino dog story is a thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
So many people.
Yep.
Name their pet Rhino.
Rhino or Sandberg. Yeah, absolutely.
And I just, man, the man had an impact.
Huge impact. And in a personal way. You know what I mean? You won't get this every time you have a superstar athlete or celebrity of any kind to have the personal stories of, hey, this guy took time out of his day to make sure that moment was a good one and a memorable one for me. That's the sentiment that I'm going to take away from this more than anything, Marshall, is all the people talking about the personal interactions that they've had with Rhino and the effort that he put into those personal interactions. That's a rare thing for somebody of his stature.
We've already heard from one of Rhino's teammates, as we had Gary Matthews on the program earlier. We're going to hear more from another teammate, one who played such an influential part in his career as a Cub.
Sean Dunston. We'll hear from him coming up right after this. And Grody joins us for the entire 1 o'clock hour, including a visit from Larry Boa at 1:45. All that still to come on Rahimi and Harris. Rami Makhlouf in for Rahimi today. And back right after this on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Score.
Leila Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
My next shortstop, Sean Dunston. We learned a lot from each other, and we played for many years together. But the one thing he never taught me was how to suffer a hamstring tweak the day before we're facing Nolan Ryan, and then be completely healthy the next day and getting three hits off of the soft-throwing left-hander. Sean, we were all-stars together.
That's Ryan Sandberg statue unveiling, giving his old teammate a little business, a little ribbon.
Gots to. I mean, that is pretty remarkable how he could be healthy one day.
It's weird, that hamstring just acting up when Nolan Ryan is on the mound, and then it's just fine the next day.
Sounds like a smart business decision to me.
Speaking of Sean Dunston, he was on the MLB Network just a little while ago and gave some remembrances of his old buddy and teammate, Ryan Sandberg.
Played the game right. He played hard. And he always spoke about his teammates. It's not about you. It's about respecting the game. Respect your opponent. You have to respect your opponent. That's very important. And you respect the teammates. And it's not about you. The Giants got some young, good players in the minor leagues. Oh, man. I know you don't hear about them, but they're coming.
Yeah.
The Giants rookie ball team is real good. They lost their stay in the championship to the Angels. The Angels got me again, you know, but that's okay. But the Giants got some good young ball players. And while you're speaking about Rhino, there's a lot of Cub players who play like Rhino, and they act like Rhino. Nico, he acts like Rhino. He's quiet, my business. Dansby, quiet, mind his business. Shaw, quiet, mind his business. You know, you got PC. He plays like Rhino hard, but he's a little flamboyant, but it's good. It's good. It's very nice. And then you got Cal Tucker in right field. He's quiet. He go 3-for-4, 4-for-5, act like nothing happened. You got Bush. And then Hap is really Ryan Sandberg to me. I look at him a lot. And he minds his business. He goes about his business, and he just plays hard. So a lot of people don't know about Rhino, but the Cub players play like Rhino. They come to the plate, they battle, and they out to beat you. And they quiet, and then they go home and go about their business. And that's that. That was Rhino. He was boring, but I like that. I like that a lot. And I'm so grateful that he was my double play partner. Yes, I think I have one more thing to say. During the last days, you know, we as men don't know how to express our feelings to each other. You know, men don't know how to say we love each other. So it's kind of touching. You know, last couple of days, I spoke with him, me, Andre, and Rhino spoke on the phone. And he wanted to speak to me and Andre. And he told us that he loved us. And that means more than being his teammate. Because Andre's hurt, too. All the Cubs fans are hurt, but he wanted to tell everybody that even though he didn't speak much, he spoke And he spoke to me and told me and Andre and Grace that he loves us. And he loves all you Cubs fans, too. Go Cubs.
There's Sean Dunston. That's tough, man. That's really tough. That's
an understandably emotional Sean Dunston talking about speaking with Ryan Sandberg in his final days and understanding that he knew the end was near, they knew the end was near, and that message, what a beautiful message, talking about sharing emotions and letting people know that you love him, talking about Rhino wanting to get on the phone with him, with Andre Dawson. He mentioned Mark Grace as well. The guys that he was closest with from that time in his life, and they're still close. I mean, it just, it's tough.
That's something I've tried to be better about, Marshall, is I grew up in a family where we didn't really express that stuff that much. You know, my dad, tough macho guy, doesn't talk about his feelings. Tell your people how much you love them and appreciate them. And you see the impact that it has right there, hearing from Sean Dunston. Let's let somebody else talk so we can gather ourselves here. Marshall, let's go to Tom, who's in St. Joseph, Michigan, listening on the Odyssey app as we remember Ryan Sandberg here today on the Raheem and Harris Show. What you got, Tom?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been a Cubs fan my whole life, and since 1968. Anyway, I got a story to tell about Ryan and actually meeting him by accident. So, Cubs are in the World Series Game 7 in Cleveland. I decide to go to the game, and I'm driving, and a lot of guys, I met other guys there that went by themselves because the tickets were really hard to get, needless to say. So I drive all the way to Cleveland, and I'm listening to the score, as I do a lot, all the way there to Cleveland. In the game, the station comes in almost all the way to Cleveland, and Ryan's doing the show that day. He's on all day long. I mean, you guys had him on almost for the entire, let's say, 4 or 5 hours before the game. So I get to the game, get a ticket up on way at the top of the stadium. The game, we all remember the game. I go down to at the game goes into the extra inning, and they had the rain delay. So I decide to go down to the first floor during the rain delay from the top of the stadium. And I say to this other fan, there were a million fans around, and I say to this guy, why the heck did the Cubs take out the pitcher?
Hendricks?
Kyle Hendricks. Yeah. Why did they take him out? And the guy says to me, I don't know. Why don't you ask Ryan Sandberg? He's standing right next to you. So I look to my right. Sure enough, Ryan Sandberg's right there with the fans in line, just with a regular fan. He wasn't in an executive box or anything. He was just hanging out with the fans. And he says to me, and I said, what do you think, Ryan? He says, I don't want to say anything. I'm just here to celebrate when we win the World Series. And I said, I listened to you all day on the score. I said, you guys did a great job, and your signal came in all the way. He said, awesome. And then a bunch of fans talked to him, and he was very, very nice to everyone. And we all said, go Ryan, go Cubs, win this World Series. And he said, let's do it. And that's when I met him, just at the World Series 2016. So
that's amazing.
What a great way to meet Ryan Sandberg. What a great day to meet Ryan Sandberg on. That's it right there. And of course, he's calling for the World Series clincher.
Yeah. And he was part of the organization at that time as an ambassador. He was talking to all those players and stuff, but at the same time, he's out there just being a fan and wanting to celebrate a World Series championship. It really is. Again, the theme of the day is the lives that this guy touched by giving his time and attention when that is not That is not something that a lot of guys who've reached the heights that he has will often do. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. Continue remembering Ryan Sandberg, Mark Grody, who covered him for many years as a reporter, part of the Cubs radio network through their World Series run. He'll be here with us for the entire 1 o'clock hour with some of his remembrances and memories of Ryan Sandberg here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.